Most of us have known a late bloomer, a sibling, cousin, friend, or classmate who lags behind in height until a sudden growth spurt causes that person to catch up with his or her peers. There is a late bloomer in our forest right now, and it is literally blooming late. Although most of our native trees bloom in spring or early summer, witch hazel blooms in October. Its long, narrow, twisted flower petals are often overshadowed by all the colorful foliage that dominates our forests now. However, close observation reveals the four-petaled flowers that look like tiny torches glowing in the autumn sun. The flowers might be surrounded by golden-yellow, wavy-edged leaves of witch hazel. Or the leaves might have fallen, leaving behind the yellow petals and seed pods from last year's flowers. When temperature and moisture conditions are just right in the late fall, these seed pods split open and shoot their two black seeds with such force that they fly 10 to 20 feet with a popping explosion. Many hunters have been startled by the sound of expelled witch hazel seeds. You might be familiar with witch hazel from the drugstore. Witch hazel oil is extracted from the twigs and sold medicinally as an all-purpose remedy for minor cuts, abrasions, and skin irritation. An even older tradition was the use of a forked witch hazel branch as a divining rod to find water, copper, coal, and even lost household items. Perhaps you will find witch hazel blooming on a walk through the woods. This has been Nature Notes from the Montour Area Recreation Commission. We hope you will note something new and exciting on your next nature outing.